Welcome back to Sports Day, and nice to have Tab Touch's David Short on your radio. Shorty, welcome, mate. How are you going?
Really well, thanks, Carl. Skeet, it's great to be catching up with you guys. Tremendous to have the full fixture of footy back. Really looking forward to this round. There's some cracking games too.
Yeah, there is, mate, and obviously we've got a big one underway as we speak, but what are the markets looking like for the other cracking games that are coming up for round 15?
We've got two games on Friday night. The early kickoff there sees Western Bulldogs $1.40 taking on Hawthorn $3, that line 16.5. While 6:40 a kickoff locally, West Coast 2.65, Essendon 1.48, that line sits at 13.5 points. On Saturday, Carlton 2.14, Freo $1.70, the line at 5.5. Geelong Richmond 1.85, the Cats, the Tigers 1.95, one of the trickier games of the round for the tipsters. Sydney up against St Kilda, 1.47 for the red and white, the Saints at 2.65, that line at 13.5. North Melbourne take on Adelaide, 3.25 the Kangas, 1.33 for the Crows, that line 18.5. Collingwood GWS, 1.45 for the Pies, the Giants 2.75, that line 13.5. And the final game sees Port Adelaide $1.42, Gold Coast 2.85, line betting 14.5. Good luck if you're having a punt on any of the footy this weekend.
Yeah, great round of AFL footy. What about State of Origin, Optus Stadium, Sunday evening our time? Queensland leads 1-0, but the Blues will start, you think, slight favourites.
That's correct, Skeet. They go in $1.81 at the minute, $1.98 for Queensland. Line betting sits at 1.5. We've got a stack of different markets on the big game there on Sunday. And, of course, if you're heading to the ground, watch out for the Tab Touch terminals throughout the venue.
And what about the one-dayers in Sri Lanka? We've lost the series, but there's still some money to be made with Tab Touch.
Yeah, look, they need to bounce back. The Aussies, it's been a disappointing campaign across there in Sri Lanka. It must be said injuries have certainly made it trickier than what we would have expected. $1.52, though, the Aussies go in for Game 5. Sri Lanka at $2.50. Stacks of different markets within the match. Most runs, most wickets and the like if you're looking to get involved in the novelties.
Now, let's have a look at the NAG, Shorty. And we start off with the big racing card up there at Eagle Farm in Queensland. And the only Group 1 event on the weekend is the Tattersall's Tiara comes up, race number 8. And race number 9 is a ripper too, the WJ Healy Stakes.
Indeed. We'll kick off with the Group 1 Tats Tiara to kick off here. Anna Visto, $5 firm at that quote, heads into the race with a tremendous fresh card. 4 starts first up for 3 wins and a second. Snap Dancer on the second line, $6 and firm. Another horse that heads in wonderful form. It's won 3 of her last 4. She's going great gun. Star Tonte's 9 to 10. Shout the Bar, 11 and firm. Away game, 10 out to 11. Kiku, 17 into 11 is one to watch out for. Been specked at the nice odds there. And in race number 9, the Group 3 Healy Stakes over the 1,200 metres. King of Sparta, our $3 favourite. Open at 280, just out of touch. Baller on the second line, 750 into 7. Shooting for Gold, 10 into 9. Alpine Edge has been 12 into 9. Garibaldi, 11 into 10. All other runners, 11 and upwards. A couple of cracking races to round out the program there at Eagle Farm on Saturday.
Last look at racing on the East Coast for tonight and at Randwick, race number 8, the Civic Stakes.
Yeah, another interesting affair. The third emergency at the moment is our current favourite. There is already one scratching but needs another couple of scratchings to get a start. We speak of Battleton. It's 4.20 into 3.80. Taxu on the second line, 6 into 5.50. Maria Mia's been 6.50 into 6 and looks like Elvis. Could be timely with the movie coming out this week. 8.50 into $7. That same fluctuation for Oscar Zulu.
And the main race here at Sunny Belmont. Let's hope it's sunny, Shorty, because it's been pretty miserable today. The Strickland Stakes, a Group 3 event.
Yeah, we could well be looking for horses that don't mind a little bit of sting out after the rain we've had today, Carlos. So got us chosen heads up betting in the feature. $1.90 firm at that quote. Captain Chaos, who actually knocked off got us chosen last time out there in the Group 3 Hyperion Stakes. It's been 8 into $6, so good support for the captain. Notorious won 7.50 into 6. Maricino 6.50 to 9. All other runners $15 and upwards. A bumper 9 race card out there at Belmont on Saturday.
Thank you, Shorty. We'll have a chat to you same time next week. Take care.
Pleasure, guys. Good punting.
Good on you. David Short there. Those with the touch, choose Tab Touch. Better your bet and download the Tab Touch app today. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help on 1800 858 858. Let's get into our Chase for Charity brought to you by Greyhounds WA. We're joined by James Broadhurst. James, welcome, mate. How are you going?
Good to be with you. Yeah, going well, thanks.
You haven't spoken for a couple of weeks. How are we going before we get into the talking points with Skeets in our chase for charity? Are we putting some money in the bank?
Yeah, it's inching ahead, which is always nice. I haven't had it landed a big one for a while, but certainly money going into the kitty, which is where it needs to be going, and all for a good cause, of course.
Okay, let's jump straight into a huge weekend of chasing. Friday, Mandurah, final of the Great Western.
Yeah, it's a couple of nice feature races we've got coming up this weekend. Of course, Great Western down there on Friday night. Nice little feature over the 405-metre journey. Guys, pretty even contest on paper. Weston Cobra comes in as the fastest qualifier. Now, he beat Orson Assassin in their heat clash, and they come together in the final. Those two dogs are out of boxes one and two. There's also a dog in box three here, Bromine, which all three of those very capable of finding the lead here. So it could be some early fireworks in this one. We saw a nice heat win also from Gangnam Manelli. That dog's in box four. So if anything happens up front, Gangnam Manelli could be sweeping at the end there and cleaning them up. But hard one to read. I think if Weston Cobra can repeat the dose from last week, get to the lead, he's probably one I favour. But yeah, tough contest, that one.
And what about Cannington on Saturday, the final of the Group 3 Paradise Street Trophy?
Yeah, another good race, this one. We've been talking about momentum a lot over the past couple of months. Well, he came in to this series last week. There may be a question mark or two about whether he'd be able to run the 600-metre distance after racing mainly over the 520. Had no problems in his heat last week. He comes into the final as the fastest qualifier. He's a really top-class greyhound. He got tested in his heat, fair to say. He had a greyhound on his tail for the entire journey. Had every excuse to give up the ghost, but didn't do so. Finished the race strongly and comes into the final as the dog to beat. Are some other good dogs in this one, though. I thought Amplified was also pretty impressive when she had her first look at the distance last week. She's quick early and a likely leader here on Saturday night. We've got Throttle, a dog we've mentioned a bit. He's a young dog coming up. Had his colours lowered to Soda Seville in their heat, but certainly can recover. So, yeah, once again, a lot of nice dogs in this one. I do favour momentum, though. He is the hot dog at the moment.
Okay, let's jump into your best bets, JB. Mandurah, then Cannington.
Yeah, for Mandurah on Friday night, guys, I'm heading towards race 5, number 2, Marcus Road. So this greyhound's had a couple of starts here in WA. He's placed on both occasions, but it's been pretty handy runs on both times. He gets an inside draw here, which certainly helps him. I think he leads this one. There are a couple of dogs out wide in this race which might be able to catch him if they get the right run. But look, I think if he leads this one, he's certainly halfway towards winning it. I like him to break through for his debut win here in WA. So that's race 5, number 2, Marcus Road. And for Cannington on Saturday night, heading to a race early in the program, race 2, number 4, Hinto, a dog I've been on quite a bit of late. Really like him. He's had a few problems with his jumps out of the boxes, but the last 2 weeks he's been a lot better. In fact, last week he was absolutely superb, pinged the lids. No surprises he's been able to sort his problem out here that he's gone on to win his last couple. I think he brings up the hat-trick there at Cannington on Saturday night. So that's race 2, number 4, Hinto.
Brilliant, JB. Thank you very much for your time, mate. We'll have a chat to you same time next week.
Thanks, guys.
James Broadhurst there from Greyhounds WA. Now, Skeet, which way are you going in the chase for charity, racing against motor neurone disease tonight?
We got a collect last week, which is nice. Small fish, mind you, but we'll take it and run. So race 5, number 2, I know it's an omen bet, but Marcus Road has to be 25 each way just to keep the ball rolling. As JB said, being placed a couple of times, so hopefully he can go a little better and get the job done tomorrow night.
All right, I'm going to take a chance on the beak this time. Nova Nugget was so unlucky last start and I think can rebound in dominant fashion. So $50 on the nose. Race 4, number 5, Nova Nugget for Carl in the chase for charity. And let's hope that we can put some money in the kitty for motor neurone disease this week, because it's been a big couple of weeks when you think about Neil Danaher and what they've been able to do, Skeet. I think it was $19.5 million, wasn't it, that they raised in the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, extraordinary effort. And that day and that momentum that Neil Danaher and his whole team has started and created has become one of the most iconic sporting day/charity fundraisers in the country.